You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. Got a question for you, and I'm not saying that this is who I think the Sixers should select. I really don't care, you know, who they pick. And, you know, right now I'm just trying to get as much information on these guys as I can, you know, just so, you know, you can be informative. You can give an informed, article to you guys, or, you know, podcast or what have you, video, you know, whenever I write about the person that, you know, they are going to draft. But the question I have for you is, why not draft Malik Monk? I mean, you know, why? Why not? You know, the thing is, the Sixers, you know, before this whole draft process started, you know, they said their goal was to get a shooter. You know, Malik Monk is the best shooter in the draft. Now, I know that some people may argue that, you know, just because of his frame, because of his height, you know, he'll probably be a gamble at the third pick, and I get that, and I can understand that. But, you know, the Sixers could have some options for where they could possibly trade down. You know, I don't think that they can go as far down as possible. As some people may think. Like, some people think that he'll last, you know, through the eighth pick. I don't see him going that far. I think maybe a team like, a team like Orlando could possibly pick him up, you know, just because he will help, you know, provide some shooting, additional shooting. Minnesota may say, hey, you know, we like him. You know, Orlando's at 6, Minnesota is at 7. Even Sacramento could gamble on him, you know. But, right now, one thing we know that at 4, Phoenix really doesn't need him because they, you know, they have Devin Booker. You know, Malik would probably have to come off the bench in that role. And I don't know if you want to draft somebody as high as 4 to come off the bench. You know, a good fit for Phoenix would be Josh Jackson. You know, Sacramento, they have Buddy Hield. You know, they want him to be, you know, their sharp shooter, so they don't really need him. So, you know, possibly, you know, if I'm Sacramento, I know this sounds crazy because of the pick swap, but they could probably say, hey, let's trade these picks back. And, you know, Sacramento could get a guy like a Josh Jackson who could basically, help that team out with, you know, Buddy Hield. He could play the 3 for him. So again, you know, I think that Malik Monk really fulfills a role. He would be good for the Sixers, but a lot of people are saying don't go after him. You know, go after Josh Jackson, go after Jason Tatum, you know, go after De'Aaron Fox, you know, as opposed to going, you know, towards Monk. Now, there's a lot of things about Monk that really intrigues me. You know, of course, we all know that when he went to Kentucky, he was one of the top players in the country out of high school. You know, he was a McDonald's All-American. You know, the one thing that I didn't know, not only was he McDonald's All-American, he was a consensus top 10, you know, prospect. The top 24, sometimes they may have some more guys deeper, like maybe 26 or whatever, but they're typically the McDonald's guys who play in the McDonald's All-American game. But the thing about him is that really impressed me was he won the McDonald's All-American games 3-point contest. Now, he came in second in the slam dunk contest, and he also was named co-MVP of the Jordan Brand contest. Now, the thing is, what that tells me is this guy is more athletic than we give him credit for being. And I know I spoke to an NBA exec, and I asked him, I said, you know, people are telling me that Malik Monk is going to be the next Jody Meeks. And he laughed at me. I mean, he laughed. And the reason why people are saying Jody Meeks is because they think that he's just a one-dimensional player. You know, all he can do is just shoot the ball. He really can't create for himself. He can't do this. He can't do that. The guy, the executive told me that this guy is way more athletic than people are giving him credit for. Way more athletic. You know, and then there's something else that really stood out about him. You know, you talk to people who are, you know, close to the program at Kentucky, and, you know, they said, when I asked them about the guy, the first word that came to mind is greatness. And I said, greatness? He said, yes, this guy wants greatness. And I said, but don't most of them, you know, want to be great? I mean, that's the reason why they go to Kentucky. That's the reason why, you know, they want to apply for the draft. They think they could be that guy, that are alpha dogs, right? He says, yes, they all say that. But do they actually really want it? Do they want to take the steps to do it? And I was like, I was a little lost a little bit. But then he said, what I mean is, Keith, this guy is the first person at the gym. He's the last person to leave. He works extremely hard. He puts in the work. He wants to be great. He's the type of guy that's going to go to an NBA setting, and he's just going to work his butt off. And then he talked about some other guys on the team at Kentucky who they did whatever Cal said, but they just didn't put in the work ethic and the hard work that Malik Monk puts in. So when you hear that, you know, it kind of sort of, you know, kind of like says, okay, this guy, you know, he's not going to be content. He's going to be a hard worker. He's going to be the type of guy that, you know, Brett Brown and his coaching staff and Brian Colangelo, the Sixers president of basketball operation, that they're really going to like. They're really going to, you know, want and to bring in the culture that they're trying to build. Now, the one thing is, it's funny, you know, he shot 39% from threes in all games that he played, you know, this year. But he shot over 40% in games against, in games against SEC teams. You know, that's really impressive. I mean, that's extremely impressive. You know, we all know about him dropping, you know, 47 points against North Carolina. You know, then he also had 37 points against Georgia. And the thing about the North Carolina thing, the 47 points to me that really stands out is we all know that Carolina went on to win the national championship. I mean, you know, it's one thing to score 47 points against, like, Elon, but he did it against Carolina, the eventual national champion. So that says a lot in my eyes. That says a lot. The question is, can he guard twos? Can he guard two guards in the league? Well, he might not have to. I mean, think about it. If he comes to the Sixers and, you know, he's going to be paired against with Ben Simmons, who we all know the Sixers are going to use as a point guard standing at 6'10". And as much as Brian Colangelo and as much as everyone else are confident that he can guard point guards, it's not going to happen. I mean, you know, he may guard some of them, but I think that it's going to be a cross-match type of thing. The guy who guards him, which probably be a three because of his size. I don't see a lot of point guards, smaller point guards, guarding Simmons. So the guy who guards Simmons will be a three, and Simmons will in turn possibly guard that guy. Whereas I see Monk can probably guard the point guard, the opposing point guard, when he's on the floor. You know, now some people may ask, what about Jared Bayless? I mean, the Sixers look at him as a combo guard. So you probably want him on the floor with Ben Simmons. Yeah, you're right. You probably want him on the floor with him at times. But I also think that here's a team that needs an additional shooter. They need a shooter. So, you know, it could be one of those things where, you know, who knows? Bayless could be the point Simmons could slide to the three, you know, at times, and Monk could be the two. But then you say, well, what are you going to do with Robert Covington? So, you know, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and that could prohibit the Sixers from drafting a guy like Malik Monk. But I'm here to say this team needs a shooter. He is by far the best shooter in the draft. You know, they could possibly trade down for him. I don't know how far they can go. Again, I said they could possibly go as far as six, you know, maybe even seven. But I think that he'll be off the board by eight. And by doing that, they're probably going to need some teams that really, really, really want to get Josh, you know, Jackson, who will probably go third overall, you know, maybe by the Sixers, if not, definitely by someone else. So it's one of those things where, you know, they have to think long and hard. And, you know, I think that Malik Monk would be a good fit for the Sixers if they choose to select him. Again, it's up to them to decide. When this guy gets hot, he's going to get hot. I mean, there are some other guys who, you know, went on to have successful careers when people thought that they were undersized. One being Isaiah Thomas. He's listed as 5'9". We all know he's probably, he is shorter than that. Heck, he was a late second round pick. I believe he was the last person selected in the second round. And he's a two-time All-Star. You know, there are a couple other guys in the league who people really didn't think would fit. They thought maybe were undersized for their position. Another one being Draymond Green. Look at him. I know he's a power forward, 6'7" power forward, who's a two-time All-Star. You know, he basically is the point forward for the best team in the league, in the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, size does matter to some, but at the same time, there are people who, if you're a player, you can overcome it. And again, you know, we talk about Monk's lack of athleticism, and I think that maybe sometimes people just want to find a knock. Again, we talk about, you know, Monk's lack of size. I mean, every time I think of that, I always think back to like a Reggie Miller or Kevin Durant, where guys said, look at them. They're skinny, they're real thin, you know. And look at Durant. He was a one-time All-Star. You know, Reggie Miller, you know, was a great player. I mean, I grew up, you know, looking at this guy like, man, why does he make it look so easy? Why is he just, you know, killing everyone? But I remember before he was drafted, people were saying, look how skinny he is. Look how skinny he is. So, again, you know, I think that Monk will have a successful career. The Sixers have to decide what they want to do. But I do know that he fulfills a need for them. So my question is, why not draft Malik Monk? I want to thank y'all for joining me this day, and I will chat with y'all later on this week.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.